Hey.
Yo, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up?
What up?
What up?
Hey, welcome to Ben Trippin' with Brad and Hank. My name is Bradley Miller.
And I'm Hank Farr.
And, I'm going to move this a little bit. We're recording off of a phone because the whole point of this podcast, we're going on a, how many days?
8 day.
8 day, trip, all along the East Coast. And you're coming with us, you know? Yeah,
to New England.
In New England,
experience
everywhere.
Experience New England.
Exactly. This is all a big promotional stunt for Experience New England.
You will experience it. You will get all five senses of New England experience via one sense.
Yes. You know, podcasts are the best way of sharing vacations with other people.
They are.
Yeah. You know, you don't need a camera anymore. All you need is a microphone. Just be like, whoa, buildings are so tall here.
And good control of language.
Speaking, we're not actually sponsored by Discovery New England. Just wanted to make that clear. Speaking of tall buildings, where are we, Hank, right now? It's day one.
Yes. So this is day one. We are in Mount Kisco, New York, which is about, I'd say it was about a 45 minutes drive from New York City.
Yeah, but we started in the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah, this morning. We were driving for, 4 and a half hours. Drove the whole thing because our plan was to drive and get lunch. Just stop somewhere for lunch. But we ran into the problem that New Jersey, which was the state we were in while we were around lunchtime, doesn't have rest stops.
They don't. We were trying, because usually when you drive along, I know I go to my universities across the state I live in, so I drive across it all the time. It's about 6 hours to get across, and there's rest stops all along the way that have like park benches.
Yeah,
and whatever.
Exactly. Like normal states do, but of course New Jersey isn't a normal state.
No.
Have you ever thought of New Jersey and thought normal state? I'll answer that for you. No, you haven't.
It's a state of insanity.
Exactly.
New Jersey is a state of mind.
Yeah, and that state of mind is lack of rest stop. So
New Jersey isn't real. Trend it on Twitter. If you're listening, go to twitter.com/ New Jersey isn't real. Let's get it trending.
Yeah.
With all our fans.
Hashtag close FCPS.
So, oh my gosh, that's a throwback.
That's a 6-year throwback. Jeez, I'm old.
Yeah.
Now. Okay, so.
So thank you, Hank, for driving basically the entire time.
Yes, I just drove my legs hurt by the end, but it was okay because it wasn't a big deal, and we had some like snacks in the car, so we were able to eat, so we didn't starve.
We listened to some podcasts.
We did. We listened to the Tiny Meat Gang podcast.
So funny. Punch Up the Jam.
Punch Up the Jam. That one was
Demi Didjuweeb Day. Yeah. Didjuweebe. Sorry.
Listen
and,
to
Neil
some
Brito.
Songs.
Yeah.
Which are yeah, and then we got here, and so we are just kind of chilling. And then tomorrow we're going to take a train into New York City. It'll take us to Grand Central Station. And we've got a few things that we're hoping to see. We haven't set up an exact plan or itinerary yet. We're probably going to do that after the podcast, after we record this. But we have a few things that we want to see and that we're excited about seeing. So we'll spend, all day tomorrow in New York City. Experience New York City, and then when we get home, you guys will experience New York City.
We're going to tell you all about it.
We're going to spill all the tea on New York City drama.
And the cool thing about this podcast is that it's interactive. So this whole podcast is being hosted by Anchor. Anchor
FM.
And so if you download the Anchor app, you can leave a voice message for us.
Yeah.
And then we can put it on the show. And if you have any questions about just us in general, if you have a funny joke you want to say, we can put you on the show.
If you have a question for your math homework, we could maybe answer
Yeah,
it.
We will help you with your math homework.
Yeah, or we actually might not help just because our answers will be so preposterously bad that it will actually make it harder for you to answer your question, right? It depends.
I can Google the answer for you. So you're technically not cheating. You're just asking for help.
Yeah, and then we're cheating.
Yeah.
No, we're not, because we're not contractually obligated.
Yeah, we're not doing the homework.
Yeah, you guys have a free work. You have a free workaround on your math homework so that you don't have to cheat. Do you realize what opportunity you have?
We're just trying to help the community here.
Thank you for your service.
Thank me for our service. So it's just a fun little podcast that we're doing. I'm excited to keep it moving. I am so excited for New York tomorrow. You have no idea.
I do. You've talked about it a lot. Bradley is really excited about
it. I love
New York
City, and I've only been there once. And yeah.
Filmed a fantastic segment for our old school news show, The Rock.
Yeah, when I did, we had a news show at our high school, and it was basically, it was pretty, looking back on it, it was an intense program. You had have, you had to have a news package every 2 weeks, no matter what.
Which is pretty legit.
Yeah, and that's pretty legit. In college, we don't have as many things due, as I'd say, but the, like, in terms of packages, but the turnaround's a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
So, but, so I'd say it's probably an equivalent to it, you know what I mean? But that, I had a weekend where I made a short film, and it got into a film festival, the All-American High School Film Festival, to be exact. And so, I went there literally for a day to go see it at the AMC in Times Square. And so I made a video about it. And it said, we also did a, it was aired during homecoming week. And so, and we made a cold open where, we had one of the producers of the show come in and be like, ah, the hosts don't have anything New York to wear, because the theme for the seniors was New York, because it was cities in America, was the homecoming theme.
That was Claire, right?
Yeah, it was Claire. So
that's exactly what Claire sounds like.
Ah, my name's Claire. just kidding, Claire, you're awesome. Go Zags. And so we had someone in the class, Corin, call me, in quotes, and... we made it so it looked like I was in New York, and I threw a cap that said I Heart New York, and I threw it up in the air from New York, and I edited it to make it seem like it was flying across America to land where we filmed the rock, where our high school was. I used Google Maps, and it just kind of literally used Premiere to make it look like it was just flying across. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
It looked really good.
It was one of the more professional things I think I've made in that class.
You had better control over, like, animating. You had better control over animating the, like, the positions for this, like, asset to move than people in my animation major using After Effects. I'm not kidding.
Oh, no. Oh,
You had better, like, a better sense for the movement.
Yeah. Than a lot of animation. It took a while, actually. I had to make it look, like, have the background zoom out and zoom in at a good time. Yeah, so it wasn't
easy.
You
did a really good job with that. No. So it looked really cool. And then it fell, and then we did a shot of it falling on the desk, on Corin's desk, like, as if it had landed in Anacortes. And then he gave it to Claire, and they continued with the show. And then the host was wearing the hat during the show.
It makes me smile thinking about it, just because it's a silly idea. And it's based off this one cold open that they did for The Late Show, where someone passes a football and it, like, travels across America. But I kind of spun it to make it look like it's a hat and everything. But, you know, because I love Stephen Colbert, you know.
Colbert,
you know.
It's our boy Colbert.
So I'm excited. Hopefully we get to see a show, I think. There's some good shows in town.
A Broadway or an off-Broadway show.
Yeah, anything. I'm excited for that. If you know anything cool to do in New York, leave us a voice message. Or if you know me personally, just text me.
Yeah. Maybe text us, because we probably would do that. We would listen to the voice messages tomorrow when we got back.
Yeah, exactly.
So we wouldn't hear them until after we got back from New York. So yeah, just text us. It's or Snapchat us. Chances are you know us personally if you're listening to us.
And if you don't, my number is 555-4529. Just kidding. Wow. I completely made that up.
Okay. I thought you did. I was like, oh man. I was like, I'm not telling them my phone number. That's a risk. We're going to have Larry from Texas in here.
Yeah, I just made that up.
Yeah, shut up, Larry from Texas.
Where else are we going on?
We love all of our viewers, including Larry from Texas.
Larry from Texas, you're truly one of us. where else are we going after that?
So, after a day in New York, we will then drive to Killington, Vermont. And so that is where you must be like, well, that's that ski resort, right? You're not going skiing in the summer. Right, we're not. But that is actually where my best friend from Washington, D.C., his name is London, he is interning with GE right near there. So he's staying in an apartment in Killington, up actually on the ski resort. And so we're going to go up there and stay with him for 2 nights, get to explore Killington, hang out with him. So he'll be a special guest on the podcast for 2 nights there.
Yeah.
So he'll be on episodes 3 and 4. And then from there, we are going to drive on day 5. We're going to drive to Kennebunk, Maine, where my friend from Purdue University, Ethan, He lives in Kennebunk, so we're gonna go hang out with him. They're gonna, his mom is gonna make a lobster feast, which is fantastic.
I'm excited Maine, for. I don't think I've ever had. Maine. I've definitely never had lobster because I don't really eat fish. But I'm excited to try it.
I think I've had it once, maybe.
Yeah.
This will be a relatively new thing for me because I haven't had it very often. And I don't remember what exactly it tasted like. But so we'll spend 2 days there. London will be there with us for the first day in Maine. He'll, because it's on the weekend, so he can come over there and hang out with us. And then we will drive, so the second day on Maine, we will go up to Wolf's Neck in Maine, which is where, I can't remember if it's L.L. Bean or Land's End. It's one of the two clothing companies that starts with an L and likes to advertise outdoor use of products. They take all of their promotional photos there, so it's a really pretty spot.
I'm excited to take our own promotional photos there.
Yes, yeah. For
this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. and our new clothing line. We've got merch coming out. Just kidding. We're not doing that.
I could. We can make merch.
I don't really.
Okay.
But so, and we'll also pass by the Cryptozoology Museum. I'm really excited about that, which is a museum about Sasquatch and, yeah, like cryptids. So that's gonna be nuts.
I'm excited to finally find Sasquatch.
Yeah, we're gonna see him.
We're gonna get you Bigfoot.
Yeah, we'll bring you guys Bigfoot. You guys will be able to hear him.
Yeah, special guest Bigfoot. He's actually going to replace me after that for the road trip.
Yes,
so,
yeah, we're just leaving Bradley in Maine. Mm-hmm. And of course, Ethan will also be a special guest on here.
I'm excited for that, too.
And then when we get, so after 2 days in Maine, we're going to go down, and we're going to go down to Boston.
Boston!
I've lived before, so the first day, we're going to go, we don't know exactly what we're going to do the first day. We're not going to go into the Boston the first day, similar setup to New York. So we'll do something, maybe go to Cape Cod, even though both of Bradley and I's parents have said that it's incredibly underwhelming.
I say maybe, what if we, Cape Cod, Providence isn't too far, right?
Right, yeah.
What so if that, we did a day there?
We might do that.
I know some people there. Yeah. Shout out to Emily and Henry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an option. That might be what we end up doing. And then the second day we will go to Boston. So that'll be the eighth day, and we will see Boston, we'll see where I lived, the school I went to, which is also the school Conan O'Brien went to. We've got some heavy connections to Conan.
We are both we're in the club that we like to call in the same room as Conan O'Brien Club. In the
same room as Conan O'Brien.
Because you were taking, I think, you told me this, I thought it was cool, you were like taking like a math test after school or something in Conan O'Brien.
It wasn't after school, it was...
During school?
Yeah, I think so, or something like that. And he was at the school like looking around. Maybe it might have been after school. I was in seventh grade, so I don't remember it super clearly, but he visited it. So I was in the same room as Conan O'Brien.
And then I just went to a taping of the show.
Yeah, he went to a taping of the show. Yeah. So we're in that special club. Exclusive. So if you guys can manage to sneak into his house, you guys can join the or go to a taping. That's a safer
option. I prefer going to a taping. I do not condone breaking into Conan O'Brien's house. I think that's mean, and Conan O'Brien does not deserve a trespassing onto his property.
Yeah.
But you know what I feel like?
For a completely worthless club.
You know what I feel like we deserve right now?
What's that?
An ad break.
Oh my gosh, we do. We earned it.
And we're back.
Oh my goodness. Big shout out to our sponsor for today.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you for that. But, you know, let's talk about us. Because we don't have much to happen today, in all honesty.
Exactly, we drove for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, I mean, the most exciting thing that's happened to me so far was driving through the Bronx. We had to get through the Bronx to go
on I-95. Those streets are funky, man.
They are kind of funky.
They're weird.
Yeah. But then my flight out to DC was delayed how many hours?
Oh god.
It was supposed to take out
three and a half.
It was supposed to take off at 8:15, and then as soon we went down to the city with the airport, because I live like an hour and a half away. So we went down and stayed at our friend's house because we thought, oh, if it's that early, we don't want to drive and wake up 3 hours before the flight. So we're leaving the house at like 5:45 a.m. to get on the 8:15 flight. And right as we were about to leave, I got a phone notification saying that it was delayed to 10:15. I was like, cool, let's go back to bed for an hour. So we went back to bed and we left. And then it got delayed for another hour and a half. We left the airport at, I want to say, noon. And we left at noon. And yeah, I got to DC around like 7-ish.
Yeah, a little over 3.5 hour delay.
It was so annoying.
Dumb.
But, you know,
yeah,
that's in the past, you know. It didn't ruin my spirit.
We're alive.
Yeah. Let's talk about us, you know. What's some of our favorite stuff?
Oh, gosh.
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Up. Up is my favorite movie. Really? I think it's a masterpiece.
You're an animation major.
Yes, I'm an animation major at Purdue University. I draw pictures. I'm learning to create pictures in 3D. I can make those pictures move. I'm a minor in film, so I can make those pictures work in a movie. Mm-hmm. I've made multiple films, some of which have appeared in film festivals. Most recently, Duck Everlasting.
Hey, shout out to that.
Yeah.
That got into the Indiana Action Fest or something like that?
Yeah, Midwest Action Fest won mm-hmm. Best Animated Film there. And then it also got into the Riverbend Film Festival.
Hey.
Both of which I wanted to attend, but they were both bordering finals week, which made it hard to make it.
Priority set. I like it.
Yeah, I got a school.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And right now I'm working on a sequel to a 2016 film that I did called Greg is Death. The sequel is called Greg Isn't Death, and Bradley actually voices the main character.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love the series, in all honesty. I think it's funny idea.
Yeah.
Of this guy becoming the Grim Reaper.
Even though he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
He's kind of forced into it.
It's funny. And yeah. I enjoy voicing it, you know?
So, yeah. So that's me. I'll just say some other things I like, because I just hit that, like, it's a kind of a common joke back in my hometown. It's like, oh, is Hank an animator? Because I talk about it too much. So let's talk about some other things. I also collect Legos. I like building my own models. I'd like to think that I'm pretty decent at it. I mean, those are kind of the two main things for me.
That's your whole
Legos and animation. That's my whole personality.
And The Office.
Yeah, I'm the physical embodiment of popular NBC television show The Office.
Yeah. You are literally all the characters mushed into one.
I am Jim Burger Helpert. I am
Jim Burger Helpert.
Dwight. I'm all of the characters.
You're all of them. Those are all the characters.
Yeah.
Hey, my name's Bradley. I'm a broadcast and electronic media studies major at Gonzaga. Go Zags. Shout out Spokane. So basically my major, I just make TV, you know? I'm trying to create shows that people will want to watch and that people will, like, get stuff out of, you know? Like, I like comedy, but I like to create stuff that people would be like, hey, I didn't waste an hour watching that. Took something away, you know?
Trying to
change the world. Some of my favorite stuff. I saw the movie Searching the other day for the second time. You can cough. It's okay.
Well, yeah, but like, I'm coughing into a pillow. I think I literally just made myself cough because Bradley showed me this TV show and there was some reveal that I laughed so hard at that I literally hurt my throat and I've been coughing.
It was the Chris Gethard show. I love that show. It was the best hour of TV I've ever seen.
It's so good. That was amazing.
If you have YouTube, which I bet you do, go and search the Chris Gethard show. It's this literally, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's not a talk show. It's this guy, Chris Gethard, who's a comedian. I think it's canceled now, unfortunately, but he hosted a show where it was not even controlled chaos. He embraces, like, things going wrong on live TV, and that's what the whole show is. So there's a different premise for the show each week. And for that one, it was they have a dumpster in the studio, and people call in and try to guess what's in the dumpster.
Yeah.
And it's for the entire hour of people just guessing. And their thing was, at the beginning, they said, if no one guesses it, if someone gets it at the beginning, they have no other plans for the rest of the show. And I think that's amazing. And it's one of the best. I don't want to spoil it just because
we're not going to spoil it. It's the end, like, it's got a really funny ending.
It's amazing. Best hour of TV I've ever seen. Go and watch it.
Yeah, you can. If you're listening to this, you have YouTube.
Yeah.
That's not a question. You do have it.
So whether you have YouTube Premium, that's a different question.
Yeah, the episode is called One Man's Trash.
So good.
Chris Gethard Show.
And it has Paul Scheer and Jason Mantzoukas. Paul Scheer helped launch one of my Twitter accounts, so thank you, Paul. That was really nice of you. Favorite things of mine, that and the movie Searching. I watched it for the second time the other day. It's a mystery thriller, all taking place through phone screens and computer screens and all other screens. And the way that they're able to tell the story with it is amazing. And, like, it works so well. And it's not like the movie Unfriended. It's so much better. I'm amazed that it didn't get a nomination for editing, because everything was hand edited. Like it wasn't just a screen recording. They had to like animated the entire, like all the windows and mouse and clicks and everything. Amazing. Yeah, so that's a little bit about us, you know.
Yeah, so we have been working together. So 2 years ago we did a road trip with two of our friends, Bradley is here. Nate and Jackson. And so we called that What Did You Learn Today, Jackson, because we were taking Jackson to new places he hasn't been. So this one is a different podcast, obviously, because it's the two of us, and we'll have two other different people that will be on it. And, yeah, we also had a channel called Really, Really Okay. That one's, it's slowed down a lot because we both have our own YouTube channels now that we put our own film stuff that we work on.
Yeah.
On. So, yeah.
But it's still all up there. If you want to go check it out, you can look up Really, Really Okay. Some of the stuff I really love, some of the stuff is just bizarre, but I still kind of love it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I like weird stuff.
Like, That's My Guy. Man, I can't believe we submitted that to so many film festivals.
Submitted that to so many film festivals.
I say as a we, just so I don't feel bad. It was a 30-second video of like the beginning of a bad sitcom.
Deliberately the worst thing we could make.
And we submitted it to so many film fests.
And there was one that like we promoted it enough and they clearly hadn't seen it.
And they retweeted like, yeah, they submitted. Everyone else submitted too. We're like, oh my god, we're in. And then they saw the video. They unretweeted us. And I think
they unretweeted it. I didn't know that. Are you kidding?
And I'm pretty sure they blocked us. So the Van Chan Film Festival in Vancouver, we're sorry. And hopefully if we submit a better or even good movie to you guys, I hope you at least consider us, because, you know, no hard feelings. We was just trying a stupid joke and we morphed it into something different.
You said they blocked us?
Maybe. I could go check. I don't...
Okay, well, if there's a chance, I'm not going to say sorry. I'm going to say Van Chan... That's your loss.
Yeah, that's your loss.
We deserve better.
Yeah. Anything else for this? Because, you know, it's just the first day. We haven't done much.
This is just the intro episode, you know? I think that's about it.
What do you want to do for dinner tonight?
We're probably going to go explore food places in Mount Kisco. And we'll have a review of food places in New York tomorrow. We'll have, an overall review of what we find in Mount Kisco and what we find in New York City for food. And, so it'll be like you're listening to Gordon Ramsay, except two of them, because we're both quite culinarily inclined.
You'll be Gordon, I'll be Ramsay.
Okay, so sounds good.
I'm Ramsay Gordon, you're Gordon Ramsay.
I'm Rordan Gamzee, and this has been Ben Trippin.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.